All right, this is going to be some kind of rough notes. I was listening to a couple earlier recordings, and it struck me before I get started. So it's June 17th, 2018. It's about 10:17 in the morning. So it's June 17th, 2018, about 10:17 in the morning. And I think I'm going to start this set of notes by just saying it made me think of something I'd heard years ago. It was I think it was from a poem or a story. It said, "All I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by." And I was thinking about the relationship between the wave function and the particles. And I had related the part to impact. Impact imparts excitation. And of course, the wave form was to do with probabilities, possibilities, and probabilities. And in the previous note, I had spoke about, well, just choose one. I chose trust. It's like a point, a principle, a priority. A standard reference. That's really what I'm approaching. A standard reference around which our life revolves. So, what struck me was, of course, I think in the end I would have to believe that some of these are much more centered at the core. Love, trust, loyalty. I mean, I think there's some principles that can be reflected in the character of individual actors, players, participants that are truly at the core of what it means to be fully enlightened or to become enlightened and embody, the expanded consciousness and the higher levels of what it means to be an enlightened human being. But going back to the modeling, so the tall ship and a star to steer by. So I for just an instant, I saw these points, these standard references as like a star, a star that we is helps us to steer our ship, so to speak. Gives us guidance, waypoints, so to speak. Helps us to understand a course corrections. In which how we steer the ship, in which direction for the outcomes that we desire, that we wish to produce. Both in our lives and in the world, in mass, collectively. So, what I realized, what struck me was orders of magnitude. I always talk about the choice of first magnitude is what we choose as our standard of measure. But then, when I was thinking about these principles and priorities, these standard references, it struck me that when I talk about in the gameplay, I talk about its choice. Okay, so it's related to you take a turn, it's your turn. And what I mean in this context is when it's your turn, you choose whether or not to uphold and support that standard, or you choose not to. And so when you choose to uphold and support it, then you reinforce it. And then, if you choose not to, then you diminish it. And what struck me was, well, what I'm really, one way I could really view this is the orders of magnitude. When you choose to uphold and support it continuously, the star, the order, of magnitude of the star is brighter and brighter, and it becomes as a beacon to yourself and to others of your of finding your way down that narrow path. You know, this is all related to other little tidbits, conceptual thought instruments that I have identified over time. It's again, it's almost like breadcrumbs of finding your way. And so then I guess one of the things that struck me was, so there's the individual level and then there's the collective level. So, you know, let's just, you know, choose honesty or trust. I mean, we could also just choose love, but something at the core. So collectively, there is a representative level of magnitude. How collectively, how well that standard is supported, is upheld and supported. So does it shine brightly or is it dimmed? But then I looked at the individual side and I thought of, well, it could be dark, meaning if someone doesn't, it's not a part of their life in any manner, then for that individual, that is, it's dark. But so excitation, that comes, I guess, back to the value and gap analysis. Excitation could awaken an individual to the value of that principle, of that standard. And so that excitation would, it's a change of state. It would become lit. It would increase in its order of magnitude. It may be dim, but it would be present. Not present. It would be it would be lit. It would be, there would be excitation. And, you know, impact imparts excitation. So there would be a very low level of excitation, which would cause, you know, a glow. It would be lit. It would become lit. Very low magnitude, but lit. And then the more that particular individual upholds and supports that standard and embodies it and incorporates it into their character, and of course the more they do that, it's then they're building their skills. So first it impacts their character, but then as time goes on and they become more adept in their practice, it also impacts their competence. So, you know, one of the things that during my thought process on this in my mind is, you know, so many channels, they're all simultaneous. But it struck me about like love and forgiveness, and what I remembered was at one point I realized you can't really love someone until you've come to a place where you can love yourself. And you can't really be a friend to someone else until you've befriended yourself. In other words, in the end, it kind of means to me that you really can't share something with someone else if you don't have it. And in this case, it begins by having it for and with yourself. Once you have it for and with yourself, then you're able to share it with others. But it goes back to what I have said time and time again. There's some things you can't teach. You can work or act to inspire, but you can't really teach it. And I've said that about initiative. You can't teach initiative, and that goes back to the story about the editor that was conducting the interviews with a broom handle behind the filing cabinet in the doorway. And generally well-qualified candidates, but during the interview process, only one of them hesitated in the doorway, took their shoe, their foot, and pushed the broom handle back so it would not in any way represent a tripping hazard, and that was the one he hired. And what he said was, I can teach any of these candidates all the information, all the knowledge, and help them to develop their skills to be successful at their activity, the position that they're being interviewed for. But I cannot teach initiative. They either have it or they don't. And so later what struck me was, you can't teach it, but for the individual, it can be acquired. And I think that really comes from the whole idea or concept of the bridge function, and more specifically, the value and gap analysis, meaning they're witness to, or they have an experience of this principle or this priority, this standard reference, and they recognize that there's value in it. And by recognizing the difference in value, see, that's the whole point. It's draw a distinction. That goes back to G. Spencer Brown. They recognize a difference in value, and then by recognizing the difference in value, they can become aware of the gap and what it might take to bridge that gap. So again, going back to the term or to the concept of being acquired, that particular standard reference, that principle priority, might not be, it may be dark in their particular standard of measure, but an experience or an observation may be the catalyst that enables them to become aware. And then, of course, they have the opportunity to initiate themselves. It can be acquired. So to initiate the acquisition of being guided by that standard of by that standard reference, by that point, by that principle, by that priority. And again, as I said before, the more they uphold and support it, the more reinforced it becomes. And that's going back to what I was trying to develop in the connect the dots puzzle analogy, the modeling. I was trying to understand how I could simply structure that so that it was easily related to or understood or comprehended. So again, this is about it's waypoints, it's you know, the way, which waypoints, which channel markers, which the narrow path. I think this, again, in some respects, goes back to what Pat talks about takeaways. I think the takeaway is a way of, you know, when he uses that term, it's a way of identifying this is a waypoint, this is a channel marker, this a best practice. I think that's another way of approaching it, that this further faster, this can get you to the outcomes that you wish to produce for, you know, faster, further faster. It's a more direct route with less I go back to the right person in the right place at the right time with the right information reduces the need for everything else. So it's a form of conservation of resources. And part of that, I think, you could include emotional turmoil. You could include being unsettled. You could include being stressed out. You could include all of that in a view of conservation of resources. So I think I'm getting pretty close to where I will shift my focus from the connect the dots puzzle to the jigsaw puzzle. But, and again, I've kind of come to this as above, so below, you know, meaning the stars to steer are by. That's the conceptual model of the connect the dots puzzle. But the tall ship is, that's the stage. And that's, I'm choosing to relate that to the jigsaw puzzle. And so as above, so below, our actions, and of course on the stage is where those acts take place, are guided by our standard of measure, by the principles and priorities that our lives revolve around, which is the connect the dots. That's the conceptual. Change the course of thought, change the course of events. As above, so below. Radiant reflector. It's projected by the principles and priorities that our life revolves around, and through which we project recurring patterns, our daily routines. It's projected by that and reflected in the course of events. I mean, that's, to me, you know, again, how can I share something with someone else if I don't have it to share? You know, I said that earlier, talking about love and friendship and forgiveness and many other things. So it really is the same here with me trying to organize and structure and model in order to create, to map things out. If I don't have a concise clarity for myself, then how could I, how, there's no, you know, it's improbable that I can share it with anyone else. It's just, you can't share what you don't have. And so that's why I'm working so hard on this right now, to make sure that I have, you know, I've done, it's like in the movie, she said, it's not that my, the character said, it's not that my, what did he say? I can't think of the words now. It's not that my something is wrong, it's just that they're not fully developed. And that's kind of what I'm really referring to here. I mean, I can't share what I don't have. In order to have it, I have to develop it. You know, it goes back to the natural. You have a gift, but it's not enough. You have to develop yourself. And so, anyway, I think that's pretty much all I needed to cover right now. Signing off.